Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, the End Time Men and Women War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. I'm so excited on this evening to be back on our radio broadcast. It's been a long vacation, and every time I look around, I was thinking about our radio broadcast. I give God praise. Greetings to you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just give God all the praise today, and I give him all the glory and honor today. We're going to get ready. I was so excited about coming on and being on today. We give God praise and glory, and we give him honor on today. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity today. He is such an awesome God, such an awesome God. I just love him so much. I thank him today. We're going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We're going to do our doxology, and then we're going to have a scripture and a prayer. Amen. We're going to get ready to have our scripture reading now by Prophetess Sattler on tonight.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. The word of the Lord. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, but thou hast taught me. How sweet are the words unto my teeth, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. And therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have read you Psalms 119, verses 98 through 105. May the Lord bless the doers of his most holy word.
Amen, amen. And we're going to have Prophetess Martin read to pray for us tonight, devotion prayer. Prophetess Martin. Hello. Anyway, I'll pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come now asking you to bind the strong man tonight. Father, we ask you to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, Lord. We ask you to bind the strong man from our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demonic force, Lord. We bind them up. We cast them out. We command them to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you tonight to open up our understanding on tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you on tonight to open up our minds and our hearts that we may be understand, that we may understand your word and be receptive to your word, God. Let the Holy Ghost minister to us on tonight. Teach us tonight, Lord, and let your anointing fall. Let your power fall on us tonight, Lord, that we may have a just amazing, amazing Bible class. Lord, teach us. We want to be taught, Lord. Teach us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, God. Amen. Amen. And I just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to be back on here. That's okay, baby. Be back on here on tonight. God is a great God. God is a great King above every king. And I just thank him on tonight for doing all that he do. I thank God on tonight. This is our beginning of our Bible class. We're going to start in the book of Genesis. I've emailed everyone their questions, and we're going to talk. We're going to do the first chapter tonight, hopefully, and we'll get that far. And we don't want to rush through it because we want to make sure you're not going to get everything out of it anyway in the first place, because you have to go over. You could read it 10, 15, 20 times, and every time you read Genesis or any chapter or book in the Bible, you can go over and God will give you something else new. So we don't want to rush through it. But we want to see what God has to say to us through the reading of his word. So when I first start reading the Bible, I always go back and see who the author is, who wrote the book of Genesis. Can anybody tell me who wrote that book?
Moses.
Amen. Amen. Now look, I'm not going to sit up here and do this. We all going to. That's why I sent you the questions and stuff, because I want everybody to interact. I want everybody to come in. Everybody. So Moses wrote the book. He wrote this book. Now, Moses was a Hebrew. He had Hebrew parents from the tribe of Levi. And Moses was a special baby. We knew that because they was trying to kill him, and they was killing all the firstborn, and his mama sent him out, put him in a little basket and put him on the river. And then the Pharaoh's daughter raised him. So he was raised in as royalty. But on down the line, Moses was a murderer. You know, we all sin and fall short. Ain't no perfect you or perfect me. We all do it. And Moses was a great leader. He was real close to God. He always communed with God. He'd go up on Mount, God would call him to go up on Mount Sinai, and they would commune together, you know. And it's so many other things. Moses even was buried by God. God buried Moses himself. So, you know, it's a lot of things when you studying. You just can't just jump into the chapter because it's all kind of other things in this chapter that will make you understand better. So we have to go over it, go over our Bibles and read as much as possible so that we'll know and we can understand. We're going to start off reading in chapter 1. And it's more to Moses because he was trained by the Egyptians in wisdom and knowledge. So he was a Hebrew baby. He understood. He had plenty of great wisdom. Moses was a prophet. We all know that. So we, you know, and he wrote this book, and he wrote, I think it was 5 books of Pentateuch. He wrote the 5 books. And, you know, I was praying and talking to the Lord today. I said, now, Lord, was Moses around when you created everything? How did he know this? But I just said, Moses spent a lot of time with God. He spent a lot of time up on Mount Sinai with God. He always communed with God. So a lot of things God was teaching him himself. So we're going to start from chapter 1, and I'm going to read about a little while and somebody else can read. But we do want to read this whole chapter because we want to know the answers to the question that I gave you all. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the water. And God made the firmament and divided the waters, which were under the firmament, from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. It was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seeds, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs and yielding seeds after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly, and the moving creatures that have life, and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, with the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God made them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply. Evening and the morning was the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image of God. Let me say. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth up on the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So that's the first chapter right there. And we need to talk about some of these verses. We need to talk about these verses. I read all of them because I wanted to get through the chapter. But he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, do you think, can anybody tell me anything about this verse? Do you think, I know it was, because was God alone when he made, when he created? Was he alone? Anybody?
No.
Right. Who was with him?
He said, let us create man in our own image.
That's right. Amen. Yes, he did.
So who was us?
So who was him? Like Jesus and the Holy Spirit?
Yep. I know the Holy Spirit was there.
It was God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So,
amen. So, is there any way we can find it in the scripture? Who exactly was there? Is that in the word? I know when we read in Genesis, we need to literally read it for what it is and not add anything or try to, you know, take anything away from it. But is there anywhere, I know he said, let us make man in our own image. Was it the Holy Spirit? Do we have some scripture?
Okay, let me. We got some scripture in John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let me just go there. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let me see what that says. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. It doesn't say that, but the deity of Jesus Christ, or his God nature, is well established in the New Testament. Well, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. So let me check the next scripture I have. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. I know for myself, though, it was, wait a minute. It couldn't have been nobody. Now, it said, let us make man. Who else do we think was there? Because it's the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So who else do we think was there when he said, let us make man?
Amen. I agree, Apostle. I just brought up a question. I mean, I know that it was the Holy Spirit there. And, you know, we read from John. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
When you read from John 1 and 1, you know, the Word, you know, the Word was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another proof that it was, you know, Jesus was there in the beginning as well as the Holy Spirit. So
yeah.
I just wanted to pose that question, you know, just
absolutely,
to make sure everybody have a deep understanding.
Amen. So did everybody get that, what she was just saying? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I want everybody to understand because Hebrews 1 and 10 says, thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. It doesn't just stated right there. But when, like you said, when I read in John, the Word is God. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, if he said, let us make me, it had to be somebody else there besides the Father. So, and it had, and I got some more references too. And God said,
can you say that angels went to work when he said, let
yes,
us
ma'am.
Can you say that it was an angel?
It was, I believe angels was there. I believe they were there. But I feel like it's God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. We know that. We know. See, Jesus died for us, but I believe that Jesus was there. And we're going to read on down. We're going to get it. We're going to see it. And then we're going to know it for ourselves. That's why we studying this, so we'll know it for ourselves.
Apostle?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I would say it was the
Trinity, because you look at the cross. When Jesus left and went to the Father, to the right hand on the Father, he also left us the Holy Spirit. So
That's right.
Me, I was thinking that he was saying, you know, that when he was talking, he was thinking of talking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because, you know, it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to say
he was talking to
Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, he was. Anybody else want to have something to say on that? Amen. Okay, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And on the third day, God made the sea, the land, and the vegetation.
And can I ask a question? There wasn't the third day. There was the fourth day where he made the heaven. So, never mind.
God made heavenly bodies on the fourth day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let there be for sign, and let them be for sign, for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven, and to give them upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also, those are heavenly bodies. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning was the fourth day. Did you get that? And the fifth day, he made the animal life and the sea and the air. And the sixth day, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth, after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after his kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God said, let us make man. So what was so different? What's the difference when God said, let us make man, from him making everything else? What's the difference in that? Do anybody know?
Can you repeat that?
What was in God when he said, let us make man, and he made everything else? He made the heavens, he made animals, he made the earth, he made the creation of everything, the firmament, the land, the vegetation. But what's the difference when he made man?
He made us in his image, right?
Right.
Amen. Yep. Amen. In God's image. In our image.
Mm-hmm. And after his likeness. And then what made man a living creature? And we haven't got to it yet, though. That's right. Come on.
He breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils.
That's right.
And they became
that's
a living.
Living creature. That's right. That's the difference. And when you start from the beginning, and like I said, you won't know everything tonight from this one chapter. You're not going to know everything tonight from this one chapter and these two questions. But if you look over this, because Thursday we're going on to the seventh day, and we're going to chapter 2. And, you know, I'm just going to ask questions, and we're just going to talk about, like, what we did tonight of the things that we're reading, so we'll know that we understand some of it. Because on the fourth day, like I said, he made heavenly bodies. The heavenly bodies are the stars and the moon, the sun, the stuff in the heaven. That's the heavenly bodies. We need to remember that. So it says in chapter 1, who created the heavens and the earth? Who created that?
Can you repeat the question?
We answering the questions that I sent everybody.
Oh, okay.
So yes, God created the heaven and earth.
That's right. He said, "Let us." No, let me see. Yeah, that's right. God created it. That's right. Created on the first day. I just got to reading y'all. What was created on the first day?
The light and the darkness, which is the day and night.
Right.
And God called it the evening and the morning.
Amen.
He separated all that on first day.
Okay. What was created? Okay, somebody talking.
That's in my background. Everything going on in my background.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to participate, but I got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. The second day, what was created the second day?
God,
the water of the waters was divided.
In the sky.
The firmament.
The water in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's heaven.
He separated. Yeah.
Oh, is that heaven?
I was trying to figure that out.
God, God called the salt the birth. Sky. So
mm-hmm.
He separated the water and the sky. And there was evening, and there was morning the second day.
Mm-hmm.
So God
he
made
said,
the
and
salt
God...
and the separate water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so.
Mm-hmm.
God called the vault the sky, and there was evening. I don't know if y'all can hear me well, because I got my ears.
I can hear you.
So
you
the
said
second
and
day,
God called what? The firmament? What you calling the firmament?
So God made the vault and separated
okay.
the water under the vault from the water
mm-hmm.
above it, and it was so.
Yeah.
God called the vault
mm-hmm.
sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day.
The second day. Mm-hmm. So you read not another Bible, but the King James Bible says, I don't know, the King James Bible said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. That's like an expansion. And God made the firmament and divided the waters, which were under the firmament from the waters, which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. That's the same thing she said. It was just in another way, but that's what she said.
Okay. So
is that
all of the heaven? Is there an S on that heaven?
I didn't understand.
Was there an S on heaven? Because I'm looking
see.
In this commentary.
No.
And it says.
No. It says, and God called the firmament heaven, not S. Just heaven. No S is on it. Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay.
And on the third day, He created the seas, the land, and the vegetation, right? That's like...
Right.
Is that okay, y'all? The dry land, the earth.
Repeat that again.
On the third day, God created the seas, the land, and the vegetation, right?
That's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Earth,
that's
well,
good.
Dry land, seas,
yes.
grass, and the herbs.
Okay. And what about the fourth day?
The sun, the moon, and the stars become visible.
Amen. And the fifth day,
the living creatures and sea creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the birds.
Animal
and,
life.
In the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl, all the birds and stuff that fly in the trees, after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. In the evening and the morning was the fifth day. And what did he do on the sixth day?
created man in his own image, in their own image.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But he created animal too. Let me see. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping things. Mm-hmm. God made the beast of the earth after his kind. And you're right, he made the animals and he created man on the sixth day. He did both of them on the sixth day. He said, let us make man in our
sixth day. So on verse number 20, no. We on day six, right?
Mm-hmm, on 24.
Okay, 24. Okay, holy see. For the living creatures after his own. Okay, so the living creature after his time, cattle and creeping things and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. So what was he talking about? What was he referring to, living creatures? Was it some dinosaurs? And
it was
creeping things.
Creeping things, I think, a lot. Bug, I mean, creepy things.
Like the insect, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like insect.
It says that already. Say the creepy things already, but this over here says some different, like. Everything after its own, like the beast of the earth, like stuff like that. Is that the dinosaur? Creepy things. We know this, like bugs, spiders, and everything. Insects.
Right.
But what's the beast?
I'm reading from the New International Version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 24. It says, "And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds." The livestock,
mm-hmm.
the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind, and it was so. And God made the, you know, wild animals according to their kind,
mm-hmm.
the livestock according
mm-hmm.
to their kind. So he's being fruitful, and he's multiplying different species, and I'm assuming different creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So creatures meaning...
Mm-hmm.
probably dinosaurs.
No, it means lions, tigers, elephants, giraffes, those are
mm-hmm.
creatures.
Yeah. Anything that's wild.
Not
dinosaurs.
There were no dinosaurs in the beginning.
It wasn't?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, I know what the Word of God says. It says cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God, okay, the beast, I don't know what, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after his kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth. Now, number 20, verse 24. And I'm saying, now we'll see that God separated the plant life and animal life from mankind. And he said, let us make man after he, in our image. This creature is of great interest to you because he happens to be your great, 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 great grandfather. But this means that you and I are from way back. We're not going to trip over the beast of the earth after his kind because a beast, let me see. A beast can be anything, I think, that's vicious. An animal, especially a large, are dangerous. four-footed one, a domestic animal, especially, you know, those farm animals. Yep, a beast can be then dangerous. Like she said, a lion, a tiger, a bear, a beast. I don't know if a dinosaur was there then, but I know he was making, see, you had to just put your mind here. God was making all of our animals, all of like she said, monkeys, you know, all of them, every animal is told to multiply. But he made enough to multiply. So I and he could be any vicious or ferocious animal. So we have to keep in mind of that. But then on that same 6th day, he made man. And man he made in his own image, or in, he said, in our image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And he's saying, let them have dominion over the fish over the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male created he them. So what you think about that? That's over Matthew 19:4. Because male and female, the woman is made up from a man, and that's why we're called woman. We made from his rib. So we were one. And so that's why did he them or he created male and female and created he them. And God blessed them and God said unto them.
Matthew 19:4.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And he gave man and woman dominion over all these people, all these things. I mean, yeah. So that was the 6th day, and he said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the 6th day. So he did a threefold creation then, because he created the animal life, he created man, and food, provision of food. So God did all these in one day, because before he was just doing one thing in one day. But on the 6th day, he created all of these, man, woman, food, and earth.
Can we animal just say, can we just say that 28 through 30, God had was given a commandment to man. When he told him, I've given you food, I've given you the creeping things, I've given you fruit, trees. Can he just say that's in a commandment instead of a creation in those scriptures? Because he had already made trees, the grass, the herbs, and the animals, and the sea, and the fowls of the air. So after he had created man, would it be fair to say that he was giving him commandments of what he could eat at that time because he had given it to him? He had already created it instead of it being a creation. Mm-hmm. Would that be fair to say?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Because he, from 29.
Right, wouldn't he say that, though? Wouldn't he say it was a commandment?
No. Well, he Go ahead.
He see, from 29 to 31, it's like a provision for mankind,
mm-hmm.
provision of food. So he giving him what to eat, and it says, and God said, behold, or look, or listen, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. So he was letting him know, just like she say, this is what I want you to eat. I want you to eat this seed, the fruit, the tree, and it shall be for meat for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it
mm-hmm.
was so.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can look over in Job 38 and 41. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was 6 days. But it don't say commandment, but he was telling him. He was letting him know, this is what you're to do. He was just letting him know, I want you to eat this. I've given it to you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to eat it. Just this, not all this other stuff, because after a while he's going to get to him and tell him, don't eat the fruit off in this garden, but we ain't got to that yet. But he's giving him what to eat, the meat, the seed, the fruit, the vegetation. That's what he's giving him. Now, mind you, they naked, because he don't know he naked. So God creating stuff around man. So we're not going to go no further than that, but do everybody understand?
I was just going to piggyback off of the commandment part. I'm not going to say I disagree, because it sounds like it could be, but that's not something that God wrote. That was a commandment. That's just like me telling my child to go get some gas. Then I want you to go hit Highway 255 and go on down 255. Don't get on 55. Get on 255. That's it. Don't get on 55. Get on 255. And
mm-hmm.
he goes and get on 255, and then he not. It's just, I'm not saying it's a choice, but it's just a way of you telling people. You get what I'm saying? Like the word of God, that's our nutrients. And, I mean, again, that's like everything you eat, anything that go in your mouth, that's your health. It's got something to, that consuming your body has facts on it, on the back, like the nutrients. That's like the womb. It's not really a commandment, those are the things that you consume. If you consume so much of that, you know what I'm saying, certain things will all happen to you, high blood pressure, sugar, certain things. So I don't think it's really a commandment. I think it's just the rules. I gave you this. I gave you that.
Okay, can we say it can be a provision instead of a commandment?
Yeah.
With
a
provision.
Mm-hmm.
More so a provision than a commandment, I would agree to.
Okay.
But see, the thing is, this ain't nobody, but this God. So we have to obey God, and man knew he didn't have nobody but God. So he know he got to obey God. So when he told man, this is what I want you to do, that's what God mean. Whether we tell somebody this or tell somebody this, but this God right here, because he probably was afraid of him and everything else, didn't know he was and stuff like that. So he probably was listening to him real good, because I know we would have been, we would have been like, yes, sir, whatever you say. Get on 255.
Yeah,
yes,
just
sir.
imagine you not having a right mind to do wrong at that time, and he giving out a provision like that. This
absolutely.
Is something, and you don't have the thought of to do something else, you know? So it's
right.
Kind of like, man, I mean, it can get deep
but
with just this.
Yeah, you know what? And I even to that, I believe old Satan was around still anyway. I just believe that. I believe that it doesn't have it in the Bible here, up in the first part of it. But I believe it because, to me, before Genesis, you know, it was a heaven up there, and Satan got kicked out of heaven before Genesis. And the angels was up there with God, and half of them got kicked out. So we'll get to that. We're going to have a good Bible study with over in chapter 3, I know, because people don't realize that the devil was around before God created this earth. The devil was around because you don't hear nothing about the angels that got kicked out because they were trying to be. He was trying to say, he was trying to be like one to be more than God. So before all of this, that's what happened. And that's how he was around to fool Eve. But we ain't going to go no further with that because we're going to have a good time with it. That's why I want everybody to just study their little stuff and read this word, because we're going to have time. But I wanted to give you something to think about. You know, so Thursday, we're going back to the 7 day. We're going to go to the 7 day, and then we got questions. We got 3 questions on chapter 2. And then we're going to talk about some things, because in chapter 2, it's got about some rivers and stuff. And we want to know where they come from, and we want to know where they're going. So I want you all to please study that so we'll know where they going, where they came from, and where they going. So we'll have that. I mean, I think it's good. When we study like this, it's going to stick. You're not going to forget it too quick because you're taking your time and you're learning. And that's what God wants us to do. At this time, with all this stuff going on and things not getting better, they're getting worse, we got to do nothing but get in the Word of God. That's what God wants to do. And so we're ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, just thanking you now, Lord, for an understanding. We ask you to keep letting the Holy Ghost teach us in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight and thanking you for opening up our minds
and letting your anointing fall, letting us get a great and a good understanding of your holy word, Lord. I just thank you for everyone on this radio broadcast, God. I ask you to cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus and their families, God. Keep them all covered. Cover the cars they drive in, Father, in the name of cover their homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. We give you praise and glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love y'all. And we're gonna do some digging and studying. So I want you all to just look over chapter 2. So when we come back on Thursday, we'll know some things about those four rivers. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good day. Good night.
God bless you too. Apostle, good night.
Good night.